Hello, this is Jacob Ranger, Emergency Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders based in Gaza. The situation today is calmer than yesterday and the day before. Yesterday, military operations still continued in Gaza City. This morning, we could still hear detonation, huge one strikes, drones and planes. And for now, it seems to be quieter. It's a big hope. So the people here are hoping that the hostilities are going to cease. They are hoping that they will be able not to be scared anymore, to be at risk of dying, of being injured at any moment of the day and the night, everywhere they can be. So then there's also despair in the sense that Gaza Strip has basically been destroyed by Israeli forces. All of the colleagues I talked with are hoping for security, in the same time telling me where to go, what to do. They had a house, they had a car, they had children going to school, they had television, showers, toilets, and now all of them are living in places with plastic sheetings, with tents, having a difficult access to water and to health. It has been 2 years that this population is subjected to a lot of injuries, to shortage of food, of water, to moving 8 times, 10 times. The humanitarian situation here is demanding to let enter supply and humanitarian actors, medical actors, to have security, to have protection for the population so that the population can rest and recover from the trauma, be it physically and mentally. The priority is to be able to deliver medical aid and water to the population without being impeded by Israeli authorities. Meaning that we need to be able to bring our supplies inside the Gaza Strip in large quantities. We need to be able to bring our expatriates, international staff inside the Gaza Strip without being impeded. Winter is coming. The people are packed in really dire conditions without access to hygiene, without access to warm shelter. So we need to change this because this is also something that could create epidemics, we are afraid of.